Good afternoon. I'm Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with the 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time update on Hurricane Dorian. Dorian remains a powerful Category 4 hurricane centered about 415 miles east of West Palm Beach, Florida. Maximum sustained winds are now 105 miles per hour, and Dorian's moving now westward at 8 miles per hour. Dorian has been strengthening this morning based on the data we've seen from the aircraft reconnaissance from NOAA and the Air Force. We expect Dorian to continue moving westward toward the northwestern Bahamas during the day today and on Sunday. And you see here these M's very close together represent the forecast of Dorian's center position all the way from Sunday morning through Tuesday morning. So the storm's going to slow down. Its forward speed is going to slow to a crawl as it approaches the northwestern Bahamas, specifically Great Abacos Island and Grand Bahama. It's going to subject those islands to a very long period of dangerous storm surge. We could see 10 to 15 feet of storm surge above normal tide levels on those islands, along with dangerous Category 4, potentially catastrophic hurricane force winds, and very heavy rainfall is up to as much as 25 inches on those islands. After that time, we expect Dorian to slow down and then turn northwestward near or just offshore of the east coast of Florida, and then continue northwestward and then turn northeastward as we get into the middle and late portions of next week. Now, it's very important for folks in the east coast of Florida to recognize that if the storm takes its current track, we could still see tropical storm force winds across much of the central and northern portions of the Florida east coast. But if Dorian moves to the left of our official forecast, it could bring the core of the hurricane dangerously close to the Florida east coast, bringing hurricane force winds and dangerous storm surge to much of the Florida east coast. And additionally, after the turn to the north and northeastward, Dorian's going to move very close to the coast from Georgia to south of North Carolina. And the storm's going to be a very powerful storm, very strong hurricane. But when it gets up here to the Carolinas, the storm's going to grow in size. And that's going to result in an even larger area subjected to potentially strong winds and heavy rainfall and storm surge. There is still the chance of sustained hurricane force winds at many locations along the east coast of the Florida Peninsula. So again, we have to pay attention to future forecasts of Dorian, as if it shifts west of the NHC track, those chances of hurricane force winds could increase. And looking at the rainfall, I mentioned the 15 to 20 inches over portions of the northwest Bahamas, isolated amounts as high as 25 inches along the east coast of Florida from north of Palm Beach up through the coastal Georgia, coastal south of North Carolina. We could see 6 to 10 inches of rainfall with isolated amounts as high as 12. So please stay tuned on the latest for Dorian. I'm Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center.